Blog Talk Radio. Chatting with Nat is a podcast for independent women seeking to speak their truth and to break down barriers. We host honest conversations that help to guide and empower women. Speak your truth and set yourself free. Let your voice be heard.
Hi everyone, it's Natalie Jean, Natalie Jean. It's Nat chatting with Nat. Today I have the awesome pleasure of having music manager and publisher Kiki Finley on our show today. I'm so excited. Atlanta native Kiki Finley shifted into different phases of her career since 1993. She started in music and acting as a professional performer, touring the United States, Alaska, and Canada. Currently, Kiki manages some of the music industry's most talented producers and film composers of this time. She challenges the norm with a mission to make a footprint in such a male-dominated industry. She also encourages her talent to hold firm to ownership and stomp through the doors as opposed to waiting for someone to open them. With her education of government and pre-law at Grand Canyon University, she has been able to coach her talent in the direction to create an experience for their audience to remember for years to come. Let's get it. Here we go. It's Kiki Finley.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. This is special.
That's because you're special.
Very special. I like it.
I like it too. You know what? I will forever be thankful to the Grammys. It's the first time I'm going to say this, probably the last time.
Yes.
Networking event that the DC chapter had in LA mm-hmm. that year that we met, because if it wasn't for that, I don't know if I would have ever met you. So I'm forever grateful brought us together and that we've been able to. I mean, because I'm, I feel truly blessed to know you. You're a hard worker.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm truly blessed to know you too. It was meant to happen. It was meant to happen. We were meant to meet. I'm just following what's aligned for me and my purpose. And I think you are too. So, and that's how we, crossed paths.
That's right. So let our audience know, or my audience know, how you started out in the entertainment business.
I started out in the entertainment business as a very young performer. I sing. I also sing. I've been singing since 5, 6. I studied, went into theater. So as I grew older, I became a music artist and, would do demos and things for people and background and all that kind of stuff. So I went into music and then went into musical theater and toured all over the country, lived in New York, went back to Atlanta, went from theater, still a little bit of theater, to film and television. So I went into the film and television industry, and from there, I did everything. I did hair and makeup. I was a PA. I was a AC, a AD, a first, a second. Then I went into producing and then directing. And so I have recently, a few years ago, made the decision to still stay in film and TV. Can't shake it. It's a very difficult industry, especially as a woman. We are still fighting for a voice, an equal voice in the industry. So I've never really been able to shake it. I bleed entertainment and art. And so I am still in film and TV. I'm now in the music part of film and TV. So what I do now is represent music producers, songwriters, vocalists, and film composers for sync licensing. So I take their music and pitch it and get it placed into film and TV projects and ads. So that's how, you know, it kind of all, you know, became this big snowball conglomerate, you know, big whirlwind of all of these things come together.
Right.
I'm still trying to, you know, I'm still in school trying to finish my law degree.
Oh, wow.
So I take that into it. Yeah, I take that and apply what I'm learning to the management part of what I do. So I'm a big, huge advocate of music artists being compensated fairly and making sure that they're able to stay connected and stand firm in their individuality without any type of compromise.
Amen.
And that's, you know, yeah, I'm a huge advocate for that. So I that's what I'm going to school to. That's a part of why I'm trying to finish this law degree that I've been trying to get forever. But that's a whole different conversation.
I understand. You're doing it.
It's tough, but I'm doing it. So that's, yeah. So again, you know, it started actually when I was a child. I mean, I was an artist, still an artist but at heart. So, but I've done so many different positions under the umbrella of entertainment. So I can kind of, you know, I can kind of be a part of a conversation that includes filmmaking and producing and writing and pitching and acting and, you know, all of these different things. I think the best fit for me, though, mm-hmm. is being behind the scenes and really pushing the artist and being that voice for them and kind of putting on that T-shirt, a-hole T-shirt sometimes that you have to put on. You know, I've had to put on that T-shirt a couple times, but whatever. It's what I got to do. You know what I mean? I refuse to stand by and witness what tends to be normal in this industry has been normal for so many years, but it's unfair. So I'm doing my part. I have to do my part. And I'm going to speak up. I'm going to say something. So,
that's what I love you. That's what I love about you. I know you're going to speak up. That's why I had to have you on the show. So, so what is the hardest part about being a music manager?
The hardest part about being a music manager is managing the personality that doesn't necessarily want to be managed. There are a lot of people out here that feel that they need the manager, they need the guidance of the manager, they need the legal part of management, you know, making sure that they get their money and they get all of that kind of stuff is taken care of, but they don't necessarily want to take creative notes from a manager as it relates to performing. You know, a part of being a manager is pitching, you know, making sure that you're placing the artists in different positions where they can generate revenue for themselves.
Right.
So if it's not creating a wheel, man. You know what I mean? If you haven't been able to do that by yourself and you bring someone onto your team that knows how to do that, that has a track record of doing it for other people. You know what I mean? Why not listen to that creative criticism, especially if it's coming from a love space, but you get some personalities that's like, so it's really about knowing who you are and what you want and understanding who that artist is and what they want and just placing them in, again, being that instrument that places them in positions where they can, peacefully and safely accomplish whatever that is, whatever that is. Now, here's the thing is, I do management of music licensing, so I'm out of talent management. I don't manage talent anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. I just deal – so the management for me specifically and my purpose is related to sync licensing and you know, licensing the artist's music. I'm not I'm past that with booking shows and studio time and making sure you get certain percentage of the tickets from the door and all of that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? You know, hunting down the people so that you get your half at sound check and all of that. No, I ain't doing that no more.
I love that you're like, I'm not dealing with that crap anymore. No, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, because it just turned into being babysitting. And I don't want to babysit nobody. I need, you know, people, you know, when me and you met, you knew you had all your stuff together. I listen, honey, I brag on you. You just don't even know. Like, you sent me all the music and the splits and who was involved in this and the instrumentals and the, I mean, all the metadata. I've never had to come back and ask you for stuff.
Right.
So that's ideal for somebody in my position. You know what I mean? If you can just minimize the back and forth, you know, it makes everybody's job easier. Plus, you know your rights, you know the business, you know,
right.
You know what I mean? Ain't nobody got to handhold you and walk you through music 101. I don't want to do that.
And I get that, but I don't. You know what? I find that some, not all, can tend to be very lazy. They don't want to do the research.
Yep.
They don't want to do the metadata. And it takes time. I'm not going to lie. It took time to do all that. But if I have an end goal, and you have an end goal, and we want to do that end goal together, you know, I'm going to make sure you have everything that I have. In fact, I need to send you something else. But we're working together. We want to be successful together. So I'm not going to waste my time. Okay, Kiki, I'll get it to you in three months. No. You know, I'm all about the now and getting it to you.
Yep.
Let's work together. Let's make things happen. Now, you sent me an email the other day. I had seen the email. I was like, okay, I'll get back to her. And then I didn't see the time and stuff like that. But stuff like that happens.
Yeah.
Not most.
Yeah,
my eyes are going to be on the prize. Now, what do you think about independent versus trying to sign with a label? Because, you know, sometimes people say, you know, if you call yourself an indie, an independent, whatever, oh, that's a bad word. For me, it isn't, because I like to write the way that I want. I want to do what I want. I don't want anybody to change me. And obviously, if you go to a big label, even a small independent label, you know, people can tend to change you or want to change who you are as an artist. So what is your perspective on that?
So that gets tricky, and I'm gonna tell you, and I'm kind of torn in between, because again, I'm a big advocate for independence and you having agency over your life and career, and you know, you just setting things up where, again, you have total control over your destiny. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, as an independent artist, it's incredibly difficult monetarily. It's incredibly difficult. And, you know, if you don't have the monetary resources to back you up and help you get to that end goal, you know what I mean? Or a team, you know, that's going to put you in a position where you can generate revenue to create these budgets for different things that you need to do as an independent artist. It's about money, man. That's why it's called music business. Okay,
right.
So I think, you know, I'm a huge advocate for indie artists, huge advocate, you know, but at the end of the day, do I think someone can go to a label and they'll put the money on the table and propel you a little bit faster forward? Yeah.
Right.
I don't think signing with a label are bad words. I don't think they're bad words, and I just really don't, because first of all, people don't really understand. What a lot of artists don't really understand is you can negotiate. If you got having a legal person, an attorney or a strong manager on your team, you're a step ahead of, you know, a lot of people in the industry that call themselves artists, because they don't know their rights or what they can come to the table and talk about, you know what I mean? You know, so
right.
As an independent artist, you go into a label and you say, okay, y'all called me here. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you're bringing this to the table, I would like to bring this to the table. And then there can be that back and forth. And you got to
right.
give a little bit of something to get something. So, you know, I think it's always every deal is different. You know,
right.
every deal is unique. It's unique. But what a label is going to do is they're going to come to the table with the money, the
mm-hmm.
marketing. They're going to come, you know, they're going to have, you're going to go in the studio whenever you want to and record whatever. And the engine, they come with all of that. You know what I mean? So whereas, you know, if you're independent, you got to do that. So it's just
yeah.
going to take you a little bit longer.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I feel you. I know what you're talking about with the money because I'm a one-woman
yep.
shop. You know,
yes.
I basically
yes.
do everything
yes.
and then, you know, my friend and I, Nikki Chris, we added the Sisters in Music thing. And so it's a day
mm-hmm.
job, the Sisters in Music. I'm trying to push my own music. So now I get that. And I understand what your perspective on it is. Like, you have a big label. They're going to do everything for you. You're an indie. You get to do everything yourself. But, you know, then you have to work a lot harder, try to get sponsorships, this, that, and the other, and basically,
mm-hmm.
so I understand that. Now,
yeah,
now,
you can, because, oh, I just kind of
no,
in, just adding to that,
uh-huh.
just kind of adding to that point, you can, again, you can come to the table and say, hey, you know, I'm going to, because, you know, you got to give up some rights, you know what I mean?
Right.
But you can negotiate the terms of, you know, of again, every
right.
every deal is unique, so you can come to the table, you know, with, all right, you know, you guys are coming to the table with this because all they care about is
mm-hmm.
you being able to give them a return on their investment. That's all they care about. You
right.
know what I mean? So,
yeah.
you know, and so how it works right now with a lot of labels, they want you to have the following and the numbers. They want you to have that hustle and grind mentality and get out and do it yourself like an indie artist would do it because that's the less work they got to do.
Amen. That's true. That's very true. Now, tell me more
mm-hmm.
about what it's like being a music manager and publisher, dealing with the publishing industry. And I know you have some exciting news about some partnerships. So tell me about all that.
Yes. So the publishing part, which, you know, again, it's with sync licensing. So I manage all of that, you know, that side, the admin publishing. So I offer, you know, my artists a very fair, again, it's about them, you know what I mean? I'll eat, I'll be fine, but they're doing most of the work. So I want to put artists in a position where, yeah, you've given me permission to exploit your works, you know,
right.
for a long-term benefit, you know what I mean? And they walk away with a larger percentage, as they should. Again,
right.
they're doing most of the work. They're putting their art on the line.
Exactly.
So, I've created a relationship with Amazon Studios, a contact
yeah.
over at Amazon Studios. And so what's going to happen is it's a partnership where they will license the music library, the Point Blank Music Library. So everybody that has music works on with Point Blank, everybody on my roster, everybody that's on the roster, their music catalog is a part of that library. And so any content, you know, through the different, I mean, listen, Amazon's trying to take over the world. Let's just be honest about this whole thing. I just
yeah.
want us just a chip off of the trillion. Just a chip.
Amen. Just a
so, just a crumb. Just a crumb. Can me and my artists get a crumb of the trillion? So I, you know, am offering them support, you know, any type of support that I can offer them from my many years of experience in this industry. Because, again, you got to give something to get something. You know what I mean? And relationships are crucial. So just trying to just, you know, caress that relationship with Amazon And so the artist will be in a position where their music will be preferred on all of the platforms that Amazon owns. So that, that you know, and you got to think, Amazon's also international. And you're an international artist because you have music that you sing in all of these different, all of these many languages. So that opens up a larger playing field for you, you know what I mean, and makes your catalog so much more diverse than, you know, the next person. So, yeah, that's just really, I haven't really blown it up like that. You know, just trying to sink, get it to sink in. I don't know if it has, but it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
That is a huge, we should be popping Cristal, you know, when we can afford. We should be popping Don Perignon right now.
I know. So funny.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations to you, too. You were part of this whole thing. So congratulations to us.
Yes.
Congratulations to us. Yes. It's a big deal.
We need to do a live thing with some bottles of champagne. And just, you know, maybe
we should.
You can do like, because I do, I'm not sure, I'm on every platform, but I have this thing called StreamYard or do a Zoom where, you know, we can celebrate and toast. Because that's huge.
Yes.
I know it probably hasn't
been huge.
On. Yes, you did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
I mean, you know what? It's really boils down to, I think, you know, and there's I'm also developing and trying to embrace a relationship with American Airlines, and so that's turning out to be really, really positive. So in a couple of months, that'll be a similar situation where the artist on the Point Blank roster will have their music licensed and played for in-flight services. That's another big deal that's going to happen in a couple of months. But what's the biggest deal to me is giving independent artists, especially like yourself, a platform where you can just expand your audience. You know, more people need to hear about you and your calls and what you're singing about and these stories that you're telling. You know what I mean? So. I think it's only fair to give you a platform to be able to do that without having a Beyonce or a Kanye or a whoever attached. Why they gotta be attached? They ain't the only ones can tell. You know what I mean? You ain't gotta be Kelly Rowland. You know what I mean? I'm no shade to these fantastic artists, amazing artists. Oh my God, no shade to them at all.
No.
But I'm just saying, like, everybody don't have that name.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I agree with you 100%. One of the things that I keep telling people, you know, Lizzo's great, but when her songs first came out, they were playing that thing 24/7. You'd get in the car in the morning and in the evening to the point that I can't listen to Lizzo anymore. Every time she would come off, she'd change the station or turn the radio off. Because I was just so done.
Mm-hmm.
What I find with the media and radio stations, though, it's almost like they just want you to know specific artists. We know that it's pay to play. However, there's got to be more.
That's right.
These are not the only artists that are out there in the world. You know, I need to contact the radio stations and give them a challenge. Find three independent artists you've never heard of that have been doing the stuff by themselves and play them.
That's right.
Start having a little bit of integrity. Instead of being paid to play certain artists, why not introduce people to other people that are out there? There are thousands of independent artists that are working hard that sound as good as the mainstream artists, or sometimes
even better.
Yeah. And they're writing their own music. Now, I give Taylor Swift credit because she writes a lot of her stuff herself. I heard Beyonce on one of her songs, she had 12 writers. Now, a lot of independent artists, they're writing and they're composing everything.
Yes.
Can you imagine what the split was on that song? Each person shared.
I can't imagine. Ain't nobody getting nothing. That's what it is. Exactly. That's that many people's on the split. Ain't nobody getting nothing.
Producers told me about that. I said, are you serious? Because when you do the calculation, after everything is said, it's done. What you said is true. Nobody's getting anything because you have too many vendors on that one. And you don't need 12 people. You don't need 12 people.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a 20 hour song that's being played and stuff like that. So, no. But you need to do a press release about this Amazon thing.
Yeah, I got a couple of more phone calls, and one on the 17th where we really get into the meat and potatoes of this whole thing. But they're rocking with it, and I'm gonna ride the wave, and I'm gonna ride it because I champion that what you just said 100%. Like, they're not the only artists in the world. Why are you only playing them? And you're right, because they're paying to be played that many times. You know what I mean? So, so I'm going to see who I can reach out to get my people played on airplanes, trains, and that type of thing. Amazon's taking over the world. All right, let me see if I can get my people, since y'all want to take over, let me get my people into that mix, into that ecosystem. You know, so that's my whole purpose. That's my whole point.
Now, when you're with Amazon, can you go to folks like, because I guess they're kind of competitors, Hulu?
Yeah, so you said Hulu?
Yeah, and Netflix.
Yeah, yes, because it's not an exclusive, it's not anything, I'm not going into an exclusive situation with them, because it'll limit you.
Right. Yeah. That's fantastic.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, my God. And I know you need to tell people how hard the publishing industry is. It's hard.
It's incredibly hard. Yeah, it's incredibly hard. And now that everything, so when I was an artist in the mid-90s, you know what I mean, and got offered the crappiest record deal that ever was even thought about, you know what I mean? I knew then that I wasn't good. I was like, oh, you know what? This ain't for me. You know, so then I went into theater. But, even from then, even from that point, it's evolved. And now that everything is so hyper-personal with streaming and digital, everything is tech, publishing is equally challenging. You know what I mean? Because now, and the record labels know, the record companies know this, and that's why they have made these, they have vested interest in a lot of these tech companies and distribution companies and so forth and so on. So, but publishing is, it's incredibly difficult. I don't get any time off. This is my own. I don't work for anybody. So it's just me. You know what I mean? So I don't get days off and holidays, and I'm up early in the morning and up late at night, pitching. And I bet some of these people get these emails like, when the hell don't she go to bed?
What time is it here?
I know. I have to think about it. I really do have to think about it. But publishing, because everything is tech driven. So that, that also includes publishing. The good thing about publishing deals, though, is it's shorter terms. So even as an independent artist, you can go to a label and say, what do you want? They may offer you a publishing deal. Again, you're giving up some rights. You know what I mean? But you're giving up some rights for a shorter term of the contract. I don't think any of that is bad words. It just depends on who you are and what you want.
Now, what do you think about the Guild of Music Supervisors? Because we're both on that group.
Yeah, the Guild of Music Supervisors, I think, as far as networking, it's a great place to network. I haven't really, I think once we're back at a place where we can meet in person and that type of thing, Yeah, I think it because I haven't seen a whole lot of Ben. I haven't been a part of it for years. I haven't been a part of it a really, really long time, to be perfectly honest. But right. I have met some really cool people through the Guild of Music Supervisors. They're very, you know, and they, if I have any questions or concerns, they answer. I can email them and they answer and things like that. But yeah, I think as far as networking, it's a cool platform to be a part of. Another one like that is PMA. It's Production Music.
Production Music Association, something like that. PMA.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
I get emails from them too.
Actually,
go ahead.
Yeah, I tend to like them better for some reason. I think I've met people that are a bit more responsive. I think Guild of Music Supervisors is so big now. Mm-hmm. You know, because you don't have to be a music supervisor to be a part of it. You pay $100 and you can get in. But however, you do have to have some type of affiliation with, you know, in the industry. I get that. But I've reached out to people and, you know, have gotten no responses. That's another thing about this industry that, you know, kind of, you know, chaps me a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, people are, they're big on, hey, network, relationships. And then when you reach out to them, it's crickets. So that's one of the things that I've never liked that about, you know, that's one of the things about this industry that I've never liked. And that's one of the things that I don't do. I will respond to everybody. I'm not going to lie to you and be like, oh, I could place your stuff. You know, I'll be perfectly honest. Can't do nothing with it right now. You know what I mean? But just to ignore people's messages and emails and whatnot, I'm just not cool with that.
No, I agree with you 100%. I can't stand that. It's like, okay, you encourage people to ask you questions and then you don't get back. It's just a falsehood.
That's right.
Now, the other thing, the one that I'm a part of is the Society of Composers and Lyricists. Last year I was just like, I need to join everything. You know, it's the pandemic. You know, I can learn a lot more. And I think they've had some Zoom or webinars and stuff that I've watched and stuff like that. They're okay as well. They're interesting.
Okay.
So the latest thing, though, is Clubhouse. How much have you participated? Mm-hmm.
I have participated so I just got onto Clubhouse 2 weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
And so... Yep, I'm new to Clubhouse, but the crazy thing is I got on there and, you know, I was listening to it a couple days kind of, and I just got overloaded with people reaching out, sending me music. Hey, check out my music. Hey, check out my link, you know, whatever the case may be. So I think Clubhouse is which is this new, I mean, from what I've heard, it's relatively new. You know, people have been on it for a few months, whatever. But I think it's a fantastic platform for people to network. You know, you hear, you can actually talk to the person you want to talk to that wasn't necessarily reachable at one point. So circling back to a person that is interested in being a part of a label. Well, you can actually speak to those people that you need to speak to, you know what I mean? Make your amazing pitch or say whatever you wanted to say to them, and they can respond in real time. So I think that part of Clubhouse is amazing.
So let me tell you.
Yeah.
So the publicist I was working with and worked with still as partners, was like, oh, have you heard of Clubhouse? I was like, no. And she's like, oh, it's really cool up and coming app. I was like, okay. But it's really hard to get into. You have to be invited. So you know me. I went and Googled and I was searching it. And all of a sudden, a friend of Facebook invited me in. I was like, oh, that's divine timing. So got in there, listening. And I was like, how the hell does this thing work? And so they sent I Googled and there was a video, or they sent me a video of how it works. And then eventually somebody from Clubhouse said, okay, we're going to have a section where newcomers can come in and listen, but which I did listen. But and eventually what they're trying to do is they're trying to invite podcasts in there. They're going to try to do monetizing as well, which I think is a great thing.
Right.
I think it's an amazing step. I think whoever decided to do this, they were extremely smart, because I get notifications every 2 seconds about people talking about that I like. And the other day, 2 days ago, I was on this thing for 3 hours. Now, a lot of it I had in the background. There was like 3 hours because people kept coming in and asking questions, and it was about copyrights and stuff like that. And I got there's some stuff I already knew, and there's stuff I didn't know. And so that was really good. And today, you know, I talked to there were a bunch of music supervisors in a room, and I just so happened to start listening to that, and then they asked me if I had any questions. And one of the questions I asked, which GMS never answers, is how do independent artists get their music seen in front of music supervisors? And the guy answered, that is always the question that they ask. So one of the things they talked about was, you know, going on IMDb, contacting, being nice about it there. They talked about LinkedIn. But the one woman said, you know, it's also going on Instagram, possibly DMing some of the supervisors, even on Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. For music supervisors, follow them, because all of their information is on. But I understand your point. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're on there, they know you're a music manager and publisher. It's almost like Kiki's going to get thousands of emails and everybody's going to want to follow you, message you. So I can understand that it's going to tend to be a bit overwhelming, but at the same time, it does encourage people to network, and you get more information through Clubhouse. Nikki and I are trying to figure out a topic of conversation. We have one. We just have to figure out a date to do it. That's another thing. You got to take the time.
Yes. Yes. You have to do it. It would really be huge for you. It would be amazing for what you're doing, for sure. But yeah, he's right. You know, IMDb, I've gone on to, cause I do have a pro account. So, you know, with the pro IMDb pro, you know, Amazon owns IMDb.
Right.
So IMDb pro will give you all the contact information. Instagram. Yeah. Instagram, yes and no. Yes, you can figure out who they are and all of that kind of stuff, but and DM them. But people don't really respond to DMs like that. So, they don't really respond to DMs like that. And LinkedIn has been huge. LinkedIn has been a very. I've actually gotten a lot of positive. Results out of using LinkedIn here, but here's the thing, too. I don't pitch right away when I message someone. I'm just trying to. Who are you? You know, I'm trying to be your friend first. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I'm trying to you know, just kind of open up and soften up the. But because at the end of the day, they get that. All day, every day, they get people pitching them music, and it's like, another one. So I don't want to be thrown in that another one type situation. So I'm like, hey, is there anything I can offer you? Can there any support that I can? Hey, it was, you know, I'm doing homework on, you know, things that they've worked on in the past. I love the scene that you placed when the girl was crying under the tree, and then Brad ran up, and you know. So I do a lot of homework, and that is, again, why I don't get days off. You know what I mean? I do a lot of researching and digging, because these people don't like blind emails.
Right.
They don't like the cut and paste type sounding emails. Music supervisors don't. So I get away from that. And I've been, you know, it's worked.
I have to say that LinkedIn has surprised me a lot, because I get a lot more people contacting me on LinkedIn than I do any other platform. Whether I get new followers.
Me too.
It's wild and crazy. And I wasn't using it the way that I should for the longest time. But the Recording Academy, they want to keep your membership and all that stuff. you have to always keep that stuff up to date. So whenever I post anything, I have to post it over there too. Definitely gotten more people there. So what kind of advice would you give somebody trying to get their music to you or any other publisher?
They can reach out to me or any other publisher. Yeah. And just, again, just let me know who you are and what you do. It doesn't have to be, just a straight up hardcore pitch. And then you sending me your whole catalog type thing. I'm always going to respond though. And I'm always going to listen to people's music and whatnot, and I never trash people's art. So I encourage, just kind of softening the person up a little bit. Hey, I do film composing. I live in Amsterdam or whatever. I worked on this or whatever the case may be. Is there anything, even if it is a music link, hey, can you listen to this? Let me know what you think.
Right.
As opposed to listen to this and get me a placement. You know what I mean?
And
I'm telling you, I've got hit with that. I need a placement. Wait a minute, who are you?
Right.
And so, yeah, so I think, just developing a relationship with the person you're trying to pitch to. Yeah, I think just relationships are critical because at the end of the day, they're going to remember you based upon the type of relationship that you guys have, even if it's just friendly, hey, I've been working on this, or I got an idea for this. What do you think? Or did you see Coming to America too? What did you think about it? Even if it's just
right.
Nerd talk, you know what I mean? It's just innocent nerd talk. I love a nerd. I love a good old nerd talk about, music law or contracts or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's, just to start an innocent conversation first and then you ease into, ease your music into it.
And your website is www.pointblankmanagement.com, isn't it?
Yep, it's www.pointblankmgmt.com.
Oh my gosh, Kiki, yes. I am so happy and blessed that you were able to be on the show.
Yay! It was fun. It was so much fun. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy for you. I can't even stand it and where you're headed.
You deserve it,
Natalie.
Listen, I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. You are such a hard worker, and you're going to school. Law is not easy. At the same time, you're pushing the music. You're getting on Amazon and American Airlines. Thank God it's American Airlines. I fly American Airlines, so hopefully one day I'll hear my music.
Yes.
And be like, that's me.
Yes, you will. You will.
Hopefully I'll be sitting.
I love it.
I mean,
yes, you will.
It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. And I love to see a woman succeed.
Thank you so much.
But I love women succeeding and inspiring.
Yes, me too.
And
encouraging others to succeed.
And encouraging others to succeed. It is amazing. You are a bright light. Wonderful spirit.
Thank you.
Every time you send
Thank
me an email.
Thank you so much.
I'm like, what is she doing now? What does she need now? I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I love her. In fact, I have to give you the split sheets for Hooked. I still have to do that. That's my to-do list. My 500
words.
But I am going to get it for you. Again, thank you so much for being on the show. I hope you
thank
have a
you
great
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm going to
share as well. Thank you.
For this podcast all over the place and share some other stuff.
Yes.
But thank you so much.
Amazing.
I hope you have a great,
thank
great
you.
Weekend.
Not you weekend. Too. We will. We will.
What am I saying? Weekend.
Okay.
It's not even. It's only Tuesday. So I hope you have a great rest of the week.
You too.
Lord have mercy. All right.
All right. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.